Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kol, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha is, of course, Korach, and the bulk of the Parsha focuses on the rebellion of Korach against Moshe, although it is not referred to as a rebellion, really, by the Torah and by our sages, but rather as a machlokis, as a dispute, as Korach accused Moshe of making up things himself, taking all the power for himself and for his brother. And Korach wants to become the Kohen Gadol himself. He wants there to be equal rights for all the Jews, equal opportunities for all the Jewish people in terms of what they can or cannot do in serving God. There is an interesting idea that is expressed by the Kabbalists. I believe it is quoted in the name of the Arizal, who is one of the most famous Kabbalists in world history, that he says that Moshe is a Gilgal, a reincarnation of some sort, of Hevel, Abel. That's the son of Adam and Eve. And that Korach is a reincarnation of some sort of Cain, the eldest son. And as everyone knows, Cain and Hevel had a fight, and Cain killed Hevel. Now, what is this supposed to mean? What exactly is the connection between Moshe and Hevel and Cain and Korach? And perhaps the approach is that commentators say that Korach's approach, Korach was not just some power-hungry Meshuggah, some crazy, power-hungry individual looking to overthrow Moshe, even though he was appointed by God. Korach was a very great man. He was among the greatest members of the Jewish nation. He was on the level of prophecy. He prophetically saw that he was going to have a great descendant, Shmuel the prophet. Korach was, in short, a very great person. Where did Korach go wrong? What was his theory? What was his position? And that he was espousing? Korach was espousing the position that a person is greatness is based upon his own personal achievement, what he does through his efforts, through everything that he does, through his sweat, blood, and toil, through his personal discipline, through what he achieves and he pulls himself up. That is the main marker of the greatness of a person. And he believed that Aaron, as the Kohen Gadol, was unfit for the position because Aaron had shortcomings in his own life. He was responsible, in a certain sense, for the golden calf. He's the one who actually created it. And Aaron had shortcomings, and yet here's Aaron the high priest, and Korach says that I am far greater in terms of my personal achievements, in terms of my abilities to grow and to achieve spiritual greatness through my discipline, through my unerring approach to serving Hashem. I am greater, and therefore it is I who should serve as Kohen Gadol. However, Korach missed a very important point, and that is that the position of Kohen Gadol is not based on personal achievement, but rather it is based on one's ability to nullify, to abnegate oneself before Hashem. And by abnegating, by giving oneself over completely to Hashem, that is how a person is able to become the Kohen Gadol. He is nothing more than a conduit, a pipeline from Hashem to the Jewish people. Thus we have the idea that the Kohanim, whom Aaron began, Aaron is the head of the dynasty of the Kohanim. He is the Kohen Gadol. When they bless the Jewish people, they hold out their hands and they bless them. And the hands are the conduit for Hashem's blessing to flow through the Kohanim onto the Jewish people. They are a conduit. They are a pipeline for Hashem's blessing to come down into this world and onto the Jewish people. And that is the key point, is yes, personal achievement, self-growth, discipline, being able to overcome challenges through one's efforts, through one's blood, sweat, and toil is very important. Of course, it's a major part of life. However, the Kohen Gadol's true mettle is based upon his ability to overcome challenges. Is based on his ability to overcome his own self and to negate himself before Hashem. Moshe is a reflection of this approach as well. In fact, even more so than Aaron. Moshe is the humblest of all men, as described by the Torah, by Hashem himself, as the humblest of all men. And the idea there, again, is the negation of self. Moshe's greatness is that he is nothing more than a conduit for Hashem's instructions and voice and Torah to come down to the Jewish people. And so Aaron and Moshe serve in this capacity together in complete self-negation before Hashem. Whereas Korach is focusing on personal achievement, personal growth, of course, for the right reason, spiritual perfection, spiritual growth and purpose. But again, Korach's focus is on what one can achieve through his efforts. Both of these are obviously integral parts of life, but this is Korach's focus. versus this being Aaron and Moshe's focus. Cain and Hevel reflect the same idea. I'm not going to go in at length, but Cain is, his name is based on the fact that Chava, his mother Eve, says, I have acquired a life together with Hashem. It is the focus on that Eve says, we have produced a life together with Hashem. It is my effort that has brought this child into the world, recognizing Hashem's role in it, but that I have done it as well. Hevel, the word Hevel means air, or in a certain sense, nothingness. Hevel is a reflection of negation of self. And while a broader discussion of the interaction between Cain and Hevel is certainly necessary, this is not the venue to do it, but the bottom line is that this conflict between focus on personal achievement, spiritual growth through one's own efforts versus negation before Hashem is reflected already in the relationship between Cain and Hevel. And thus we have this same dispute between Moshe / Aaron and Korach. And that is this conflict between negation of self and personal achievement. And ultimately, Korach has proven wrong. Yes, personal achievement is important, but in the context of being the Kohen Gadol and Moshe being the leader of the Jewish people bringing down the Torah, it is negation of self that is absolutely vital in being a leader and being the conduit between Hashem and the Jewish people. I hope you enjoyed this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.